The second part of this program demonstrates how Danny approaches warm market.
Do you know that you have got something that's absolutely profound? Then my question to you is, what are you saying to everybody else to keep them out? Here's my answer. My answer is one of two things. One, you're not saying a thing. You're not telling anybody. Or two, you're saying too much. Let's talk about talking to people. Number one, I'm going to give you a list of things that you need to do in talking to people. And don't think for a second that if you're a top producer that you know it all and that you got it all together and you don't need any more training on talking to people. Well, if you didn't recruit 25 or 30 people last month, you need to be listening badly. Because a top producer in this industry is someone that is actively adding new customers and new distributors to their personal business. People make a big mistake and they phase out of what the most important thing is to do in this business, and that is to expose the business to everything that breathes. That's your job. From here on out, that is your job. You're a headhunter. Just like the corporate world has headhunters, the reality is you'll be paid far more handsomely years down the road. Unfortunately, headhunters don't collect a royalty override on the executive that they brought into IBM Corporation. They get a flat fee, whatever that flat fee is, 10, 20, 30,000, whatever it is, in some cases just a couple hundred bucks. And that's it forever. In this case, you'll receive a royalty override on everything that person does forever, forever, for the length of their business. And some of their businesses last forever, and others of those businesses last about 90 days. So we don't know who they are until they get going. So if whether you're new or you've been in for a while, do not assume you know everything that I'm going to talk about, because if you knew it, you would be doing it to the tune of 20, 40, 100 people a month. All of you, every one of us on this call tonight need to know how to do the things that I'm going to share about doing tonight. Because there's a lot of leaders that are on the phone right now. Some of you, it may seem elementary, but this is what I will tell you. Through my years of being a leader in the network marketing industry, the times where I've been off the most track is when I stopped doing the main thing in this business. And I started hovering and hatching my distributors, you know, like a hen hatches her eggs. That's the worst thing in the world any leader can do in this business. Leaders, you need to stay focused 100% on the main thing, which is adding new representatives and new customers to your business on a daily basis, leading by example, living by example, and showing people how to get the job done. If you are totally dependent on the internet, I'll tell you that you are completely missing out on more than 50% of the marketplace who will never find you on the internet, and that includes me. I would never find an opportunity on the internet. That would never happen. Hans, yes. Danny, not in a million years. That thing frustrates me beyond belief. Now, I don't have the attention span to check my stinking email, let alone read some stinking website or listen to an audio message on a website. Not going to happen. But face-to-face, that's where you would find a Danny Johnson. Now, that's not to say that internet is not good. It's awesome. I know I have friends of mine in this industry. There are millionaires because of using internet marketing, and that's where you would find that person. But I'm saying don't cut off half the market by just depending on one source of marketing for your business. You want to get 100% of the marketplace. And so you need to use your internet system to get people in and then get to their contacts by showing them how to do what I am presenting tonight. You're going to learn how to drive center of influences. You're going to learn how to build large, massive, top producing sales forces through a center of influence. So whenever I've used any kind of advertising, whether I've purchased leads or ran an ad or what have you, anytime I would get a cold market person, someone I did not know unless I met them through an ad, then all I cared about was who they knew. I didn't care whether or not they signed up. I didn't care whether or not they bought that big success pack or whatever. All I cared about was their center of influence, the 200 to 2,000 people that they knew that I don't know. That's what I'm always looking for, is to network through their center of influence to find out who they know. That's exactly what you need to do. You need to look at your warm contacts, not as people that you're trying to sell something to, not as people that you're trying to bring on board into your sales force, but who they know. That's the most valuable thing that your contacts have to you, is who they know. This is a long-term gig, guys. This is not some short-term get-rich-quick scheme. That's not what network marketing is all about. This is a long-term gig. And so you need to treat it that way. You need to do whatever it takes to foster good relationships and getting good referrals from people. Now, if you take whatever style and model it is that you're using in the network marketing industry, whether it's traditional home parties, one-on-one presentations, conference calls, and group meetings, or you're doing it based on the internet, I will tell you that if it's just high tech without high touch, you're missing it. Do not, whatever you do, do not be narrow-minded in your marketing. You want to be very diversified in your marketing and use multiple areas of exposing your business to lots of different people in lots of different ways. Here's number one with working a center of influence, whether it's working yours or you're working a contact from somebody that just got started in your business, a brand new person that you started. Here it is, May 3rd. You're going to work with that person this month and get to every single person that they know. Number one is this. Don't prejudge. Now, so often, you know, so many of you have been in and out of this industry, you've heard that thousands of times. I hope your ears are open. In fact, clean them out right now. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Clean those suckers out, because don't prejudge anybody. We all have done that from time to time. And let me tell you something. In case you didn't know this, write this down. You are not God. So don't decide for them whether or not they will be interested. You are not looking for people who are interested anyway. Hello? Write that down. You're not looking for people who are interested. You're looking for people who are qualified to work with you in your business, in your multi-million dollar enterprise that you are building. That's what you're looking for, people who are qualified. If they say, I'm not interested, guess what? They did not have eyes to see nor ears to hear the beautiful multi-million dollar enterprise that was sitting in front of them. That means they were not qualified because they were blind and deaf. Write this down. Every day, doctors, lawyers, dentists, executives, optometrists, small business, big business owners are jumping into network marketing. Why? Because it works. It's not on trial anymore. It's a proven business model with $25 billion in sales just last year alone, just in the United States. In fact, network marketing is bigger in other markets overseas, Japan being one of them. Hugest market for network marketing. It is really the largest. And so $25 billion in U.S. sales alone last year was generated through network marketing. Let me show you the kind of people who have gotten started in network marketing just to give you an idea and let you know, are you prejudging people in your center of influence? Rob and Deb, they're from Australia. He was making $250,000 a year as an IBM executive. He left that business, left his company as an executive, $250,000 a year salary, came into network marketing full-time, made seven figures his first year as a rookie doing home meetings without any internet help, just from home meetings. His first meeting had three people at it in his home. He's been in for 6 years and has made seven figures every single year. That's an IBM executive. By the way, started in a market where no one was. Company wasn't even there yet. He had everything against him. You want to talk about a challenge? Some people will go, oh, man, if I could just start a brand new market, give me a break, man. It ain't worth it. Here's another one. I have a friend by the name of Brett. He's a business partner of mine. Came in the direct marketing industry. I mean, this guy's made tons of money in direct marketing, tons of money from as a consultant helping companies, traditional companies come from the traditional business world, turned his nose up to this industry for years. Then he got the picture one day, and he dove in with both feet. And in just one of his distributorships, one of the businesses that he was in, he built an income to over $350,000 a month in 2 years, more than he made outside of network marketing. He saw this thing as direct marketing on steroids. That's a big businessman, okay, that maybe some of you have a big businessman on your list of names and you're afraid to call him. I'm telling you, if you don't call him, somebody else will. It's a guarantee. And then there are those blue-collar workers, you know, like myself, who was like a cocktail waitress, no college education, stupid, young, dumb, didn't know anything, didn't know how to do anything, no skills, no talent, no ability, made $250,000 my first year, and I made my first million by the time I was 23. Some people think, oh, well, only smart, successful people can make millions in network marketing. Baloney. I shoot that one all over the place. I have a friend of mine. 15 years ago, I met this woman. Her name is Sherry. Unemployed preschool teacher. Made $250,000 her first year. Has gone on to make millions upon millions of dollars since then in this industry. Blue-collar worker. Unemployed woman. Single mother. No education. Okay, I have another guy, friend. His name is Harry. Military man. Military guy. Rookie in the business, 7th month in the business, made over $20,000 a month. Then in 2 years, he was making $200,000 a month. Military guy. There are all kinds. There's more millionaires created in our industry than any other, and this is what I will tell you.
Rob came in warm market. Brett came in warm market. I came in warm market. Sherry came in warm market. Harry came in warm market. Gee, Do you want to miss out on all those sales? Do you want to miss out on all those people? I don't think so. So, again, open up your eyes, diversify your marketing, and make sure that you're not missing people that you should be talking to that are in your center of influence or people that you can be networking with. If you don't call someone that is on your list, I promise you somebody else will. There are so many people in network marketing today. In fact, let me tell you, 55% of the U.S. population has purchased or used a product or service that was distributed via network marketing. 55% over the last 2 years. 55%. So if you don't get them on your product or service, you don't introduce them to the opportunity, they will be brought in through someone else. In fact, check this out. We probably have 40, 50, maybe 100 companies, I don't know, today that are actively involved with DannyJohnson.com, all being trained by me. You're in trouble if you don't get your list of names, because I can guarantee you your friend is on somebody else's list that's in another company, and they're going to get them started if you don't. I can tell you loads of these stories, loads of them, of somebody having a person on their list of names and afraid to call them, just totally buckled by fear, not willing to just jump over that stupid fear and pick up the phone and start talking to them. And then they show up. Could you imagine? Let's say you do the party plan deal, or you do home presentations or group meetings or whatever, or conference calls. Let's say there you are. You're on a conference call. You hear a guest being introduced, and guess what? You know it's your friend. Or you show up to a meeting, and guess what? Someone else invited your friend. That person gets started, they get out there, and they build a huge business. But it ain't making you any money, because you weren't the one that got them in. I can tell you loads of stories of people who procrastinated in contacting their list of names. Why? Because they said, oh, all my friends, they're just not these types of people. They're just never going to do anything like this. And, you know, I've been in 12 of these deals, and all my friends know that I'm in one of these, so it's just not a good idea. Whatever. All I know is I know people who procrastinated with their list, would not call those people, and guess what happened? They finally got around to it like a year later, got on the phone, and guess what? That person was already involved in another company making tons of money. Oh, you want to talk about a sick, throw-up, want-to-puke feeling? That would be it. Getting on the phone with your high school friend that you totally prejudged and said, oh, they'll never do this, or I don't know what to say because I haven't talked to them in 20 years. You finally get the guts up to do it. You get the skill to do it. You get on the phone and you do it. Guess what happens? They're with one of your competitor companies making over $100,000 a year in that deal. And they've been in for like 2 years. Oh, I could tell you stories for hours of that happening. Listen, great that they got in. Much better if they got in with you. Because, hello, they'd be making you a ton of money. For example, the lady that got me started when I was a broke cocktail waitress, this woman actually made a six-figure income that first year off of me alone. Just from one person that she sponsored, she made over six figures. Could you imagine that happening to your income this year? It can happen to your income this year. You have to get on the phone. So your job is just to get them the information. They will show you who they are by their response. Are they qualified or are they unqualified to work with you in your business? Don't get all tripped up with what you're supposed to say, how you're supposed to say, all that kind of junk. Don't get all tripped up with whether or not they see it. The deal is your job is just to bring that information. So one, your conscience is clear. Two, that you don't miss out, because I promise you, you will if you don't get busy.